county or so away from our county warning area, and we're somewhat shorthanded, so this won't be a long, lengthy ordeal, and there'll be limited questions at the end.
I'll be able to do it.
But I'm going to go ahead and mute everybody as we speak, and as soon as I get done with that, we'll get started.
The leader has muted your line.
Okay. We have a very large, very intense mesoscale convective complex across south central Missouri right now. It's headed due east. It has a history of producing a tremendous amount of damaging, widespread damaging winds. There have been some reports of tornadoes with the embedded supercells within this area. The overall convective complex has started to maybe take just a slight turn to the south of east, which would make it somewhat of not a glancing blow, but it's going to bring it obviously a little bit further south than what it initially looked like. When we set up the conference call a while ago, we want to give everyone plenty of time. Therefore, I included the entire area. But the greatest threat area, let me throw this out right up front, and there's also a tornado watch in this same general area, number 267, valid through 4 p.m., is valid south of a line from Perry County, Missouri to Davis County, Kentucky. And the threat for the severe winds as well as any tornadoes and hail will also be in that general area. If you look at the slideshow, there's a moderate risk out. That's the main reason for the call. Moderate risk out for southeast Missouri. Would not be at all surprised to see that area extended to the east as they get time to do that at the Storm Prediction Center. If you look at the possibility for severe winds, that's probably the biggest threat with this derecho, mesoscale convective complex. 45%, that's a fairly high percentage there of damaging winds, and then we're getting 70 to 80 miles an hour, even higher than that in some cases of wind damage and winds over in Missouri over the last couple of hours. The next slide down is a tornado threat, 5%. There are some embedded supercells in the line, and we may see a couple of bookend vortices type scenarios where it could actually produce a weak tornado as well. But there are some embedded supercells, so there is a small chance for tornadoes. As far as the severe hail threat, that is at 30%, and that covers all of SEMO and it sneaks over into far western Kentucky as well. The next slide would be the actual. It's a couple of hours old because this was prepared back when we had the time to do so, but it was still over Springfield's area, but it has moved considerably to the east. There's an outflow boundary left over from the convection last night. Most everyone probably got woken up about 3:30 this morning, and it left an outflow boundary that's oriented, as you see there. And when this complex interacts with that boundary, we could it could enhance it considerably. We could see more a better chance of rotating storms and tornadoes, that type of thing, when it interacts with that boundary, which it's getting fairly close to now, as you can see. Timeline of passage, we're looking at the leading edge to be right in our western counties, 10 to 10:30-ish, and then almost to Paducah by just shortly after lunchtime, and completely clear of the area by 3 p.m. Let's see what else. Oh, something else that's very important. This storm is so intense it has created what we call a wake lobe on the backside of this complex, which produces extremely high winds. We've had winds in excess of actually as high as 80 miles an hour on the backside of this system, not associated with the thunderstorms, not associated with the line. Springfield has had a tremendous amount of damage behind the line. So be aware that once the line has gone through, there's still going to be a threat of high winds for a while, and which could actually cause damage. So let's see. I think I've covered everything I wanted to cover. Let me unmute the phone, and I can take, a handful of calls, and that's probably going to be about it. Hang on a second.
The leader has unmuted your line.
Okay. Anybody got any quick questions?
Tom Gibson at WIKY up in Evansville. Do you expect most of the stuff to stay south of the Evansville area?
That is correct. You're going to be close to the northern edge, but the way this thing has evolved, like I said, when it was time to set up the conference call, it looked like it was headed almost due east. It has taken a slight turn to the south of east, so we feel fairly comfortable that in Evansville north, you're probably going to be okay, but you still need to kind of keep an eye out and kind of stay close to you know, something, you know, products and statements and whatnot issued from the office here. But I think you're going to be okay up there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is Bill Sandusky, Hamilton County, Illinois.
Yeah.
Is that, are we going to be on the northern edge of that?
Yes, sir. Yes, you will.
Okay.
Main threat will be south of a line from Perry County, Missouri, to Davis County, Kentucky, south of that line, between the two those two counties south of that line.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Jim, I know you may have just covered that, but I missed some of it. In southern Illinois, from...